Distinguished Madam Chair, High Commissioner, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the delegation of Republic of Azerbaijan, it's my great pleasure to extend sincere welcome to the esteemed audience at the 75th Jubilee session of UNHCR Executive Committee. And let me start by thanking High Commissioner for thought-provoking opening statement, which clearly demonstrates present global challenges we all have to face. And as HC very eloquently phrased it last night, we all have a role to play in order to respond to urgent humanitarian needs and large-scale forcible displacement caused by wars, conflicts, persecution, violation of human rights, and climate change across the continents. Azerbaijan's sensitivities towards the displacement problem are clearly understandable as a country that has been hosting, in per capita terms, one of the highest caseloads of the forcibly displaced population in the world in the last three decades, comprising 10% of the country's population, in consequence of Armenia's military aggression and ethnic cleansing pursued. Today, in the aftermath of a war of 2020 that not only reinstated territorial integrity of Azerbaijan within its internationally recognized borders, but also created conditions conducive for safe, dignified, and voluntary return of the displaced to their homeland, Azerbaijan has entered into a new phase of its historical post-conflict development. Great return has been declared as one out of five national priorities for country's development to be achieved by 2030. And in order to ensure implementation of this national priority, the government launched the first ever state program on Great Return, which provides a wide range of activities for reconstruction, eventual return, and sustainable resettlement of IDPs, with the objectives aligned to UN's global development priorities and consequently adapted to SDGs and their respective targets based on commonly acknowledged principles of universality, integrated approach, and leaving no one behind. In full conformity with international human rights law, prior to the return, various surveys have been conducted among IDPs so as to seek their views with regard to eventual return. And as a result, the vast majority of IDPs not only express their desire to return, but also to get actively engaged in rehabilitation activities. Currently, security measures are being undertaken, magnificent infrastructure projects implemented with particular emphasis on smart village and green economy projects, and Azerbaijan plans to develop alternative urban areas with the aim of making effective use of available resources. Hence, the decision to start the first ever purposely built smart settlement in Zangilan's village of Agali. Thanks to the tireless efforts taken by the government, life now returns to the areas that have experienced unprecedented vandalism in 30 years of military occupation. And implementation of the Great Return has already allowed for nearly 9,000 persons, former IDPs, to become returnees. And more than $7 billion have been allocated for reconstruction activities, and this represents a very substantial burden for the state budget. At the same time, I would like to emphasize that Armenia has razed to the ground all the residential areas and contaminated Azerbaijani lands with mines and other unexploded ordnances to the extent that today those areas are considered by international experts to be one of the most mine-polluted areas on the earth. Along with a great number of IDPs, Azerbaijan harbors also hundreds of thousands of people forcibly expelled from their ancestral homeland in Armenia, and they are organized as a community and advocate for peaceful realization of their right to return. Restoring justice for displaced population is a solid foundation for any long-term peace and stability in the region. And in this respect, the rights of nearly 300,000 Azerbaijani refugees to return in safety and dignity also need to be safeguarded and form part of any long-term peace agreement. And double standards and biased attitude by certain states on ethnic grounds are not acceptable. Mr. High Commissioner, in conclusion, let me reiterate that my government is making serious efforts to fulfill its international commitments on refugees, migration, and statelessness in the spirit of fair and constructive collaboration. Azerbaijan has successfully completed implementation of the pledges voiced at the first Global Refugee Forum and included, among others, a pledge to ensure safe and dignified return of the displaced to their homeland at the second GRF last December. We believe that only a genuine international effort towards adhering to the accepted international commitments can produce just solutions, and Azerbaijan remains committed to playing its role in this global process. I thank you very much for your attention.